Senator Porkamiller.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Oh, here he is. Here's our, today's chaplain is Reverend Albert Gallman, Jr. from the Fellowship Missionary Baptist Church in Minneapolis. Then remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Get you again. Good to see you.
Good morning. I served as chaplain for 2 years here a few years ago, and I have a tradition. Would you please now turn to one another and say, I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
See, I don't get to say anything.
I love you, and nothing you can do about it. Amen.
See, I don't get the hugs up here. Yeah, see what you started now? Look at it.
All right. All right. Maybe you have to hit the gavel.
Yeah.
Maybe pray. God, we thank you for this opportunity to serve this state. We gather in the midst of the birth of Martin Luther King, not to speculate or to reflect, but to remember, to recall, to reappropriate the wasness of yesterday, the isness of today, and the not yet and hopefulness of tomorrow. We want to be used, O God, to bless the people of this state. Bless us this day. In God's name we pray. Amen.
I will salute the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and
to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Good. Yep. Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Berglund, Betzel, Bonoff, Carlson, Chaudhry, Clark, Cohen, Day, Dibble, Dill, Dahl, Erickson, Ropes, Fishbach, Foley, Fredrickson, Gerlach, Gimsey, Han, Higgins, Ingebrigtsen, Johnson, Jungbauer, Koch, Coring, Kubli, Langseth, Larson, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Lynch, Marty, Metzen, Michelle, Moi, Murphy, Neville, Olsen, Olson G, Olson M, Ortman, Pappas, Parasol, Pogemiller, Prettner Solon, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Rummel, Saltzman, Saxhog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Skogan, Sparks, Stumpf, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Vanderveer, Vickerman, Worgen, and Wieger. A quorum is present.
Quorum is present. First order of business is messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following House file herewith transmitted. House file number 110, signed Albany Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives.
Next order of business is first reading of House bills. They are the one is on today's agenda. Without objection, be referred to the committee as indicated. First reading. Next order of business, reports of committees. Senator Porkamiller.
Mr. President, I move that committee reports printed in today's agenda be adopted with the exception of the reports pertaining to appointments.
On the Porkamiller motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion prevails. See you at least. Senator Pogemiller, did you wish to...
Mr. President, I move that the committee reports pertaining to appointments be laid on the table.
On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Next order of business is second reading of Senate bills. There are three printed on today's agenda. Without objection, second reading of Senate bills. Next order of business is motions and resolutions. There are a number of authors' motions. Without objection, we will take them as one motion. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Any other motions? Senator Pogemiller, did you wish to resolve the press in the committee of the whole?
General orders. I move that the Senate do now resolve itself in the committee of the whole for the purposes of taking up the general orders calendar.
All in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails.
Mr. President.
Committee will be in order. Senator Pogemiller.
And Mr. President, we'll take up number three today.
Senate file 123, is that correct, Senator Pogemiller? Senator Rest.
Mr. Chairman, I move that when this committee do arise, that Senate file number 123 be recommended to pass.
On the motion, do you wish to explain?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman and members, Senate file 123 deals with some campaign finance issues. And it does a couple of things in response to problems that we think exist in the campaign finance system. First of all, it provides for increased reporting for last-minute contributions to political campaigns and earlier reporting of contributions that are used to qualify for the receipt of a public subsidy. In addition, it also increases the limit for contributions to candidates for Secretary of State and the State Auditor. Going through the bill, first of all, Section 2 sets at a level of reporting early contributions in excess of $800, whether they are received by a PAC, a political fund, a caucus, or a political party, and also any statewide candidate. Currently, statewide candidates only have to report if they receive a contribution in excess of $2,000. The reporting requirement for legislators remains the same. That is, during that period after the reporting date closes, but before the election, whether it's a primary election or the general election, currently we need to send in those reports when we receive a contribution in excess of $400, and that remains the same. The timing does change, however, in the rest of Subdivision 5 to indicate that you'll have to do that, or we will have to do that within 24 hours rather than 48 hours, and that it has to be filed either in person or electronic means. In addition, the Campaign Finance Board must then publish on its website the information that those contributions have been made. In Section 3 of the bill, contribution limits are set at the same for statewide officers that are other than the governor and lieutenant governor. Currently, the contribution limits for the Secretary of State's office, candidates for Secretary of State and State Auditor, are at $500, which is the same as it is for legislators. This bill proposes to move that contribution limit only in an election year to the same as for the Attorney General. Then, with regard to the early reporting of the contributions, Section 1 deals with the first registration of a political committee, which then provides that current law says you have 14 days to file a committee. What this would require is that if you are anticipating filing a committee and you receive an extraordinarily large contribution that you would otherwise have to report if you had already filed your committee, you have to do both of those within 24 hours. The last section of the bill deals with the affidavit of contributions. As you know, we all have if we sign the public subsidy agreements where we abide by the expenditure limits, we also have to provide an affidavit of contributions saying that we have raised a certain level of our contributions in $50 increments. Right now, the deadline for filing the affidavit is September 1st. What has been observed is that there have been any number of folks when they are filing these affidavits or filing them after the reporting date has passed for that particular for the primary election, and in addition, even after the report itself has been filed. In this last election, there were 440 candidates that signed up for the public subsidy agreement. Of that number, 397 submitted the affidavit of contributions before or on September 1st. The primary report was due on August 28th. The reporting activity through August 21st. Of the 397, 220 were filed after August 21st, and 106 were filed after August 28th. 37 candidates did not show sufficient contributions on 21st that on August 21st that would have led a reasonable person to think that they had qualified for the public subsidy. So what the bill does in Section 4 is just to make those two times identical. That is, on August, if we had that same election cycle again, on August 21st, that's the cutoff period for the reporting for that cycle, the pre-primary cycle, and also on August 21st, that's the deadline for reporting the affidavit of contributions. The bill is effective on July 1st of this year and applies to contributions that are made or after that date. And I would stand for questions from the members.
Discussion on Senate File 123. Discussion on Senate File 123, Senator Gerlach.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would just like to urge members to vote in the affirmative for this bill. I serve on the election subcommittee as well as the full committee, and I appreciate Senator Rest's work on this. This does close up some of those small loopholes, things that are not real glamorous, not real sexy, but she's done a lot of work on some of these things and is real in tune with a lot of the finer details that we go through. And so for that, members, I would urge all of us to support this bill. Thank you.
Further discussion on Senate File 123, Senator Higgins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have a question for Senator Rest, if she would, please. In the issue that you talked about setting the date for your pre-primary report as the same as the date that you have to certify that you've made enough money to get the public contributions. Did you also put in there a way so that if the campaign finance board or its staff sees a discrepancy that they can not give out that public subsidy?
Mr. Chairman and Senator Higgins, we looked at a variety of ways of closing that loophole, if you will, and decided that by putting the date of the reporting date, the cutoff for that, and the deadline for filing the affidavit being the same, it would be no way that in this past year, for example, that on August 28th you could file a report with the cutoff date of August 21st showing less than $3,000 in contributions and also have filed a contribution, an affidavit of contributions on August 21st saying that you were eligible. What we are trying to do here is to make sure that the following scenario doesn't happen. Someone has raised $150 and has spent $50. They report that cutoff date is August 21st. They report that on August 28th, $150 raised, $50 spent. And then all of a sudden on August 31st, they send in their affidavit of contribution saying that they have raised $3,000 if they're running for the Senate. The campaign finance board right now has no recourse other than to send out the public subsidy check. If you have to file the cutoff date for reporting and the deadline for filing the affidavit is the same, then there's no way that that could happen. So we think that we have addressed the problem of people who are taking advantage of a system where we are relying upon their word that they indeed have met the standard that's in the law.
Mr. President, Senator Rest, thank you for doing that. This has been an issue in three of the four races in which I've been in. An opponent against me, in the last time that person ran, filed a no change for the pre-primary, and then, like you said, 10 days later, magically had enough money to get the public subsidy. And at that point, the Campaign Finance Board was pretty sure that there was something funky going on, but it did not feel that it had the authority to not give out that money. And so if you have closed that loophole, then I thank you very much, and I urge support too.
Any further discussion on Senate File 123? Seeing no further discussion, the motion occurs on Senator Rest that Senate File 123 be recommended to pass. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I move that the committee do now arise and report.
On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails.
Mr. President.
Senator Pogemiller.
I move that the report on the committee of the whole, as kept by the Secretary, be now adopted.
On the Pogemiller motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Next order of business is introduction and first reading of Senate bills. They are printed on today's agenda. There are two changes. One on page 8, Senate File 563, will be sent to the Energy and Utilities, Technology and Communications Committee. Is there another one?
It was 556 at the top.
What page?
Page
8. Also on page 8, Senate File 556 will be sent to the Judiciary Committee. Without objection, first reading of Senate bills. Next order of business is an announcement of Senate interest. Without objection, Senator Ortman and Senator Vandeveer will be excused from today's session. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, Wednesday we're going to have a session at 11 to take up Senate File 4. That's the energy bill. And if that goes well on Wednesday, then the intent would be to vote on final passage on Thursday, and that would take a suspension from the one-day layover on the calendar. But the attempt is to avoid a Friday session because nobody had any meetings scheduled on Friday, and I was hesitant to ask members to be here on Friday. Having said that, that will be the last Friday that we are hesitant to hold meeting floor sessions on, and I would encourage finance committees to meet on Mondays and Fridays because of the importance of getting your work done. And so I really, time is moving here, and we will not hesitate to have floor sessions on Fridays after this Friday. Not this Friday, but after this Friday, starting the following Friday. So I would encourage members, particularly of finance committees, to use the Friday time slots, if you can, to get your committee work done. And so, Mr. President, with that...
Before that, Senator Prettner-Solin, did you have an announcement? Or?
Thank you, Mr. President. I do have an announcement. Each of you received an email last week, and today you will be receiving a personal invitation delivered to your office. And on it, it tells you about Duluth and St. Louis County Days at the Capitol, I would like to heartily invite you all to the annual Duluth and St. Louis County Days at the Capitol event that will be at the Armory this evening from 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock. It's a great time. It's a great time for my city to and my county to showcase what is happening in our area of Minnesota, and I would certainly hope that you would take some time to stop by. Thank you.
Senator Rosen, did you have an announcement?
Thank you, Mr. President. I do, and I would also like to extend an invitation along with State Senator Berkland to Revealing Meth in Minnesota. And as many of the old senators know, that's a subject near and dear to my heart, but it's this afternoon, and Ramsey County Attorney Susan Gertner and the County Attorneys Association have put together a documentary with Don Shelby, and we're going to be doing a panel along with Chuck Nuremberg and Jim Backstrom and Senator Berkland and myself. We'd like to have you come. This is in light of a lot of new and horrifying news releases and violent crimes that have happened lately. So it'll give you an idea of what's happening in the world of meth in Minnesota and in general the world of drugs in Minnesota. Thank you.
So without objection, I will excuse Senator Scoy and Senator Bach from today's session. Senator Pogermiller.
Thank you. Mr. President, members of the majority, just to give you a heads up, we were not intending on caucusing Senate File 4. So I encourage you to check with Senator Anderson's office to find out what's in the bill. I'm hoping to limit the amount of bills talked in the majority caucus to the finance bills to extent possible. Let me know if that doesn't work for members, but I think the committees have done some good work on Senate File 4. Check with the authors to find out what's in the bill, and then the intent would be to take it up on Wednesday on the floor on general orders. So with that, Mr. President, I would move that the Senate do adjourn to Wednesday, February 7th, 11 a.m.
On the Pogermiller motion to adjourn, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senate stands adjourned.